And good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush and wish you a very happy Saturday morning. I'm joined this morning by co-host Jyothi Nedungadi.
Good morning,
Jyothi. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
You made it through the royal wedding okay?
Oh, yeah. Got up at 4:30 and enjoyed every minute of it.
It was a big event, a good event. It was well done. We have a great guest this morning on Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Mr. Chip Coonan. Chip is with Lakeview Credit Union, which is headquartered in Neenah, and they happen to be a sponsor of Biz Talk. So we'll be starting our conversation with Chip in a few minutes. We just want to thank all the sponsors who bring this program to you every weekend. They include Associated Bank, which is a full-service business and consumer banking organization with a footprint in three states, and they're one of the leading SBA loan producers in the country. For business owners, that's a big point. Lakeview Credit Union is also a sponsor of ours. They're a credit union located in Neenah with three offices here, and we'll learn a little bit more about Lakeview Credit Union this morning from Chip. We'd also like to thank Ann Sawaski of Sawaski Law for being a sponsor. She brings a legal dimension to our program, and we're looking forward to her presentation and her guest appearance in June. Also like to thank Albertson Hailing CPA firm. Kurt Hailing does a nice job with business and individual tax returns. He's been on our program several times. They've been a sponsor for a couple of years. And we thank Kurt and his partner, Mr. Elders, for their sponsorship. We'd also like to welcome a new sponsor, Guidant Business Solutions, Gary Vaughn. Gary Vaughn started this business a couple of years ago and offers financial and business guidance services for clients who are business owners looking for opportunities to grow and maybe correct a few bumps they have in their business. I would also like to thank the Business News for being a sponsor in their biweekly newspaper called Business News. It's a newspaper based just on business news. It comes out every 2 weeks. They promote our program in their periodical, and we urge you to subscribe for $20 a year. You're going to get some really good business news that will be relevant to your business and the success of your business. I'd also like to mention that the program BizTalk benefits the local SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The Fox City SCORE chapter is headquartered in Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. And we have quite an opportunity this morning because Jyothi is the chair of our SCORE chapter, and I'd like Jyothi to just tell a little bit more about the SCORE chapter.
Sure. Well, SCORE's been helping businesses since 1964, and we're a nationally recognized business mentoring service. SCORE Fox Cities, as Tony said, mentioned, oversees the Fox Cities, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we're available in eight counties: Calumet, Outagamie, Green Lake, Marinette, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, Waupaca, and Washera. We have 60 active mentors who have varied industry experience, knowledge, and expertise to help all of our clients. If you're considering starting a business or possibly in a business currently, or looking to grow an existing business and would like some help or advice, contact SCORE at 920-734-7101 or reach us through our website at www.scorefoxcities.com. We also have a training program called Simple Steps to Starting a Business this Wednesday, May 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. What this workshop includes is a startup basics, which is a free session, business concepts, marketing plan, financial projections, and funding sources and next steps. To attend all these five workshops, at the end of the series, you pay $125 for the entire series. The first of the series is free, of course. And if you need more information, call us at 920-734-7101.
Thanks, Jyothi. That's a good training program, and SCORE does get involved in other training programs as well. And we do partner with other organizations like the SBDC in Oshkosh. We've worked with the EC Center, Venture Center at the Fox Valley Technical College. And SCORE counseling is free. So if anyone's interested, as you mentioned, go to the SCORE website at scorefoxcities.com. Read about the SCORE chapter. There's an application for assistance and counseling, getting some mentoring right on that website. Just fill it in, hit the send button. And usually within 7 to 10 days, a SCORE mentor will be getting back to you and connecting with you to schedule the appointment. So with that, we will take a little break here. We'll come back on the other side of the break. We'll start our discussion with Chip Coonan of Lakeview Credit Union. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business, too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
LLC or S-Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you, avoiding the pitfalls that cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning on Saturday morning. We're here this morning with Chip Coonan. Chip Coonan is the Vice President of Business Development over at Lakeview Credit Union. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on today.
It's good to have you on the program again. It's your second appearance as a sponsor of the program.
It is, and as we talked about after the last show, I don't think I covered about even one-third of what I have in front of me.
Well, you'll have to re-sponsor for another 2 years to get it all in.
Right. A man never at a loss for words.
We could write a dissertation.
There you go.
There you go. That's
good
right.
Idea, Jody.
Well, Chip, tell us a little bit about Lakeview Credit Union. You're new to being a sponsor of the program here, so let's introduce the audience again one more time to Lakeview Credit Union.
Well, Lakeview is a local credit union. We cover geographically a four-county area that makes up the Fox Cities and somewhat beyond. We're about $100 million in assets. We've been around a long time since the early 1930s. The origins of the credit union go back all the way to Kimberly Clark, and, of course, its Lakeview plant. Some years ago, the credit union made the decision to switch to a community charter, and since that time, really have been serving, as I said, the four county areas, any businesses or individuals living in these areas. We have three offices, two in Neenah. One's on Bell Street and Commercial, one's on Lake Street, that originally was near one of the KC manufacturing facilities, and then we have one that's still fairly new within the past few years, right near the corner of South Oneida and Midway Road on the south side of Appleton.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lakeview Credit Union is a full-service financial institution. They offer business loans, consumer loans, and mortgage loans.
That is correct.
And they also offer merchant services, credit cards, debit cards, So it's just another option for folks to go to, but it's been around since the 30s.
It has, and you know, you touched on some of the products. Obviously, we have a full menu of products that are tailored to the retailer, the personal kind of financial services for our members. But on the business side, we've been much more aggressive in the past 3 or 4 or 5 years to get out there and take advantage of the opportunities in the marketplace. And there are a lot of opportunities now, particularly for small to medium-sized businesses in the lending area. And, you know, what's really prompted that, I think, is the whole economy and sort of the meltdown that we've had in the sort of reorganization and shuffling, particularly with some of the larger bank holding companies. Mergers play a role in that as well. So, you know, we really promote the fact that we're small, we're local, we make our decisions right here in the Fox Cities. We provide a lot of personal attention, and, you know, it's been very successful in terms of allowing us to grow our business portfolio both on the lending and on the deposit side.
Chip, the news is often full of things like, well, there's not enough money out there to lend, banks and credit unions aren't lending money, and money's tight, and business owners can't get a loan. Even though they want to get a loan, they can't get a loan. What is the situation at Lakeview Credit Union? Do you have money to lend?
We do have money to lend. We are, again, taking care of our existing member needs, because obviously that base of roughly 9,000 members that we have, certainly within that have business needs, but we've also been somewhat aggressive in the local marketplace, and as I said, niching kind of in the medium to small business area in terms of who we're catering to and who we're targeting. We do have money to lend. You know, obviously with the way some of the regulatory environment's changing as a result of some of the new legislation since what I call the economic meltdown. And, you know, not to be critical, but, you know, a lot of those bigger bank holding companies, they control about maybe five or six of them, about 60-70% of the marketplace in banking services. You know, the government regulators have come in and made some significant changes. That being said, you know, we're there to try to help local businesses, and we're going to do everything in our power to mentor them and work with them to try to help them get what they need.
Good. Just so that we understand, I'm not sure if businesses know the difference, or businesses or individuals for that matter, know the difference between a bank and a credit union. So for our listening audience out there, could you clarify the difference?
Sure, Jody, I'll do that. A credit union is really a cooperative. So what that means is it's a nonprofit co-op owned by our members. Unlike banks that typically are owned by stockholders or shareholders who need to be satisfied with profits, you know, basically with a credit union, after our bills are paid and we add to our reserves as we grow, all the profits go back to the members in the form of better pricing, either better rates on the loan or deposit side, and then free or very low-cost services. Our board of directors come from within our membership. The board is a volunteer board, not a paid board. And so the whole focus of the credit union is really on serving the needs of our members first, as opposed to looking at it from being profit-driven.
Oh, good. So why would you say someone should bank with a credit union rather than a bank?
Well, I think that a lot of the smaller community banks around the area have done a good job of being sensitive and local, you know, to their customers' needs. And I would say a credit union, I would liken to some degree like that, developing with roots right here in the area, looking from the perspective of meeting member needs, niching in perhaps more of the small to medium-sized business, and being local, being responsive, having somebody there that you can count on, not sending things off to other cities in terms of lending analysis or approval. And, you know, it's really about being local and being here for our members and to serve their needs. The pricing advantage of a credit union is that because of our cooperative nature, we basically give that back to our members in better pricing.
Very good. Thank you.
Chip, in terms of, first of all, I'd like to give out the phone numbers. I guess I'd like to do that if anyone wants to call in with a question. They can call us at 281-1150. If you're in Appleton, call us at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. The business lending portion of the credit union is driven by quality. Anyone who wants to borrow money for a business should have a plan. What are some of the things that the credit union looks at when the business owner approaches you for a loan?
Well, of course, we feel that the more work that can be put into a business plan prior to the member coming to see us, the business, the better. And that's where we use resources or talk to people about resources. Many times when people come to me, if they're just starting out and they are trying to get a feel for what do I need to do, I'm referring them to SCORE because, of course, the services are provided free of charge. There's a mentor assigned to you. I often encourage people not to be in a rush because, you know, that right. takes its toll. Mm-hmm. There's the ECED program we mentioned earlier at the Venture Center. But really, the whole idea of developing a business plan is like anything else in life. It requires planning and some hard work. And that means, you know, understanding what you're going into, being passionate about it, focusing from our standpoint in banking on the numbers, understanding thoroughly how to put together your budget, what the assumptions are, why, being able to defend that, particularly the growth portion of your plan, because that will affect your cash flow and your profitability going forward, and being able to, you know, plan some contingencies. You know, a lot of it is just not being in a rush and trying to do things in a systematic way so that you're really understanding inside and out. We know business owners are passionate because they mm-hmm. want to get money to operate or start or expand a business. Mm-hmm. But it's like anything else in life. It requires good, diligent, and sound planning.
Well, there is planning that's required, as you said, to anything. And I think that for business owners who want to borrow money from the credit union or from a bank or a lending institution or even approach investors and asking investors to put money into the company, they need to understand how the numbers are going to perform. In order to convince the lender to lend the money, the lender needs to understand that too. They're going to ask the business owner questions about how their numbers are going to behave. What are the projections going to show? Are they going to achieve them? So the business owner needs to prepare a budget, a projection, with supporting assumptions, explaining what's the thinking behind the numbers. Now, I often recommend that business owners do that not for the lender's sake, but for their own sake. And then they share that information with the lender, because if it's done for the lender's sake, then it's not really achieving the goal that the business owner is intending it to achieve. They need to take ownership of it. They need to identify with those goals and how they're going to achieve those goals and then share that information with the business owner. But that's critical because in your world, when you make loans, there are people who come in and look at those loans. And those folks are called examiners or regulators.
That is correct.
And you want to talk a little bit about how that has changed in the last few years?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about that. You know, essentially, when we've had some of the issues with, you know, the banking in general in terms of the economy, and we don't need to go down the path as to what, you know, transpired, that's one of those issues where I talk about too much power in the hands of too few. But be that as it may, any of the regulatory changes that were made in banking trickle all the way down from the biggest banks to the smallest credit unions. And basically, you know, they're looking a little bit tougher at things in terms of having us dot our I's and cross our T's, and they're in the files. There's been several new regulatory changes, additions that costs us as a credit union quite a bit of money. And the smaller you are, the more challenging that becomes because you need the resources in place. I won't go into the details of all of what that means, but it's sort of a sharpen your pencil mentality when it comes to a business plan or coming to see a financial looking for a loan, because to the extent that you are prepared and have things put together well, that will reflect well ultimately in our loan file and presentation.
Okay. Chip, we have a caller on the line. Rich, good morning.
Hi.
You have a question for our guest?
Yes, I have a question for Chip. I was going to go fishing in a small town in northern Wisconsin, Long Lake, for northern, and I would wonder if you would recommend live bait or artificial lures.
Well, I would only recommend you going on a fishing trip in northern Wisconsin if you plan to pursue a business loan as a part of that. I'd be happy to set up a meeting with you and talk about it. You could borrow some money to stock your tackle
really
box
enjoy
and
your
expand
trip,
your trip. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for the
That's
call.
That's going to be one expensive expedition.
I'll tell you guys what. Rich is looking for my fishing hole. Rich knows where he has an idea of where I fish, and I'm a big fisherman, and he wants to get into that spot.
He was fishing. Well, with that, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back on the other side and continue our discussion with Chip Coonan from Lakeview Credit Union. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If protecting your small business and your assets are important to you, then you will need the right attorney on your team. You wouldn't go into battle without proper protective gear. Why would you expose your business or personal assets to a world of litigation and legal entanglements? Anner Tel Sawoski has been helping small business people for years. She has been a shield of protective armor for her clients, and she's ready to assist you. If you're setting up a legal entity, signing a lease, entering a contract, creating a buy-sell agreement, or any number of legal decisions are facing you, give Anna a call at 920-687-1730 right now. Put her on your team.
Hi, I'm Anna Tel Sawoski from Sawoski Law, and I protect business owners like you every single day. I provide proactive legal services to help protect your business and avoid legal problems. Put an experienced business attorney on your team. Call me now at 920-687-1730. That's Sawoski Law at 920-687-1730.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk. We're sitting here this morning having a great conversation with Chip Coonan of Lakeview Credit Union. Lakeview is a sponsor of Biz Talk program, and he's sharing some insights about the business lending practices at Lakeview Credit Union. And I'd like just to address this comment to Rich. It was during the break. I did find out where that hole is on Long Lake. So even though you didn't find out, Rich, I did. So.
And you will not find out, Rich.
And we probably won't see you up there. But anyway, Chip, you were talking about a survey that you have available. Share that with us.
Well, we, from time to time in the credit union, have 10 webinars, and we look at industry information and things within business lending that will help us, whether it's regulatory or other things. One of the things that struck me recently in one of those that we participated in was the results of kind of a national survey, which was done among small businesses, and asking them basically what are the most important needs that you would have in establishing a banking relationship. And the answers to that, I thought I'd share where they were ranked in order of importance. So The first being the most important, that being access to credit. Second is expertise. Now, again, that's something at Lakeview that we take very seriously because we want to put the time in and give the attention to the member that they deserve to be able to know our goods and be able to deliver what they expect. Another factor, the third one, is establishing a strong relationship. So clearly, again, from a local community perspective, we want to be here for the member. We want to serve their need. We want easy access. We want to answer their questions. Kind of goes both ways. We want the business customer to be able to dialogue with us whenever they need some information or when maybe they have a change in their business that we don't necessarily want to be surprised by. So that really is the encouragement of establishing a strong relationship. The fourth one is what product menu you offer, meaning in the loans and deposits, the choices that a business would have. Small businesses are sensitive to fees, so we offer very simple, easy to understand checking accounts that have low or no fees. And that's real important for a small business because they're, you know, affected by cost and they've got a cash flow. And then the final one is basically convenience and flexibility, and we've touched on that already.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
One of the things that, you know, I as a business owner and most other business owners or anyone listening out there would like to know, what is the basic criteria that you look for in financing a business? I know there are three C's and five C's and whatever have you out there, but tell us from a credit union standpoint, what do you look for in order to finance a business?
Well, obviously, we touched earlier on a sound business plan. So if a business is looking to expand, we want a good thought process with a budget and supported by facts as to how they expect to go about achieving that growth and really understanding their numbers inside and out. That being said, I use the three C's. Maybe it's because I can't remember all five C's, but I see those as character, which is really your experience or your ability to make good decisions as a manager, and most importantly, your word being your bond to repay your debt. You know, and most people we see have good character.
They do.
And around here, especially in the Fox Cities, good Midwest work ethic. Second, capacity. That's a part of what Tony loves to talk about, cash flow. And really, the cash flow of your business is your primary method for the loan repayment, not simply profits, but really cash flow.
Yeah, I always say that cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow.
And some businesses, as we see and work with, are seasonal. So you may have a lot of cash at one time of the year and not much at another. So planning is critical to being able to manage your cash flow. And then three, collateral. And that's really the security, the secondary method that you use to back up your loan behind your cash flow, what you can use to secure your loan.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers again. If you're interested in asking Chip a question, 281-1150. You can reach us if you're in the Appleton area, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, 1-866-887-1150. 866-887-1150. Chip, the criteria that you use for determining a quality loan to advance money to a company, character is really the most important one. That drives the other two. And one of the basic rules in lending money, whether it's on a consumer loan or a business loan, is know your borrower. So I think it fits very well with the credit union concept of being a co-op and working for their members, and their members actually even own the organization.
That's right, exactly. When you talk about character, if you put your time in developing your business plan, use all the resources available to you. You know, there's a lot of relationships that are affected when you're going down a path to either start or expand a business, and it involves family relationships. It involves getting, you know, the help you need on the numbers if that's something that might not be your forte. But when you talk about character, all of those things combined, building a good business plan, being well organized, being able to defend it, particularly your budget and your growth, that really leads to character because you're showing the lender that you're a good steward in terms of planning and in terms of bringing something to the table that's been thought out.
Mm-hmm. In terms of, excuse me, what makes a good credit? What is it? How does a lending institution typically define a good credit? Essentially, it's driven by an assessment of character, as we've talked about, but then also capacity or cash flow. The cash flow or the cash available to make the debt payments every year should be about 1.2, 1.25 times greater than the debt required. So if the debt payments are $10,000 a year, then the cash available for debt payments should be about $12,000. And that extra cushion is there to insulate the business and protect the business against any surprises. The cash flow is the primary way to repay the loan. If that gets interfered with or if that's interrupted, the flow is for some reason ended, then the collateral is the alternative way to pay the loan back. And In terms of a balance sheet strength, the balance sheet should have a leverage ratio of no more than 4 to 1. An easy way to calculate that is just go to the total liability section on the balance sheet and make that your numerator, and then put the net worth in the denominator and divide the numerator by the denominator. And if the answer is more than 4 to 1, you have too much leverage in your balance sheet. It's an indication to the lender how much skin in the game does the business owner have in the business.
And to follow up on that, Tony, those are all very good points. And in considering the current economy, and, you know, we're making somewhat of a comeback now. We see that from the business side and some of the activity that is starting to develop. But when you talk about the effect on the economy and what regulatory changes occurred, you know, those are the kind of things that you talked about with ratios and numbers and proportions that the examiners are looking carefully at in our loan files. So it's critical that we do our homework and we've got things up to speed. And it really is a win-win for everyone, because if you do your homework with your numbers, then there shouldn't be a lot of surprises.
Well, you're right. The regulators are looking at it. They're double-checking. The motivation for keeping ratios like this are driven primarily by the fact that statistically they work. Companies who have leverage ratios of under 4 to 1 have a better chance of survival if a bad time comes along in the economy. A competitor moves in across the street. A key employee leaves. There's some borrowing power left in the balance sheet. Statistically, these are proven, time-tested guidelines. And the business owner should be motivated to pursue these. These are like like a city code. If you're going to build a house, you have to have a house with it, at least a 2x10 joist and 16-inch on center for a 16-foot span. That's a code. But a lot of folks will build it with a 2x12 joist and make it a little, buff it up a little bit.
A little stronger.
So these are minimums. One of the keys, though, to these ratios and everything we're talking about, Chip, is I think the lending institution is interested in knowing how the business owner applies these things. It isn't just writing up a business plan and bringing in the data and doing the right talking and using the right terms. It's the job of the business owner to go out and apply these principles. And the lending institution will make the loan initially, but they're going to want to monitor that as we go forward.
And even now in this regulatory environment, monitor it even probably a little more often than maybe in the past. Nothing wrong with that. It's just all about safety, soundness, not having surprises, and like Tony said, the practice and application of managing your numbers really is the most important thing. Anybody can come up with a plan and numbers, but you got to be able to manage them.
Right.
On a lighter note, what are some exciting new trends that are happening in the credit unions these days?
Well, I think business lending is obviously something that credit unions are doing more of and growing in, and I think that leads to what I talked about earlier with the community perspective, that we are local and decisions are made local, and you got somebody close by that's here you can count on, that you can contact. Obviously, in credit unions, there's technology, the way that members access their accounts, whether it's individual or a business. You know, they need to be able to use things like PC banking, PC bill payer. You got to make these things user friendly, and you've got to be able to satisfy multiple needs. Other things that we do, like for businesses, we offer payroll processing. We offer things like ACH origination, which I won't go into in a lot of detail. We have a full service subsidiary called Lakeview Investment Services, where we can provide 401ks or SEP plans. We can help with business succession planning. We can help with business investments. So those are all things that you want to talk about in terms of having a full menu of products to serve business needs under one umbrella.
I'd like to give out the number again if anyone is interested in calling Chip with a question about business lending or about the credit union. If you're in Appleton, you can reach us at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, call us on a TDS Metrocom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. Chip, the credit union is involved in business lending, and so are a lot of banks. And statistically, I've seen data that suggests that credit unions have about 1% of all the business loans in the country.
That's correct.
If you look at the global picture, banks are by far the biggest player. And so because credit unions have about 1% of all business loans, it doesn't mean they don't have the products and the services.
That's correct.
And they have the relationship focus that most business owners are looking for when they go to borrow money.
Right. You know, Wisconsin is a progressive state, and there were a lot of credit unions chartered over the course of several years. And so basically the advance of business lending within Wisconsin credit unions is somewhat ahead of the curve for the country as a whole.
Right.
But I see that as a great benefit, because ultimately if businesses have choices, everybody's got to sharpen their pencil a little bit, and it's good for the whole community.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You have a question for Chip this morning?
Yeah, Chip, a comment first, a little background, and then I'd like to see what your take is. You know, back in the 80s, I sat on the board for a savings loan out in California, and you know, the climate was different than it is today. But my experience is for startups, you know, no matter what the business plan is, no matter what the projections are, if everything was in order, I don't see where financial institutions lend money out on a new venture unless there's collateral, whether that's a personal guarantee, whether there's collateral to back up the loan. I mean, it sounds good, but in the climate today and the reality of what's going on, especially with this economy, I don't see where any financial institution is putting money out there unsecured on a new venture, regardless of the homework, regardless of the backup. I mean, that's just the reality of what we're living with today. I was wondering what your comment is on that.
And Chris, I agree with you completely. Because lending is a risk and much because of this current regulatory environment, but really sound lending principles that apply across the board, you are right to say that if a business is looking to start up, we are looking at collateral, personal guarantees, secondary collateral to back up the loan, those being sources of repayment. And if you know, that's considered to be somewhat conservative in this day and age of lending, then so be it. That just says, though, that people looking to make plans to try to get money for a business need to be innovative and creative. Understand what sources are available to you. Maybe it's a combination of different programs like SBA, revolving loan funds from communities, your credit union. It could also be family, friends, angel investors, venture capital. So really, we try to look at a multitude of sources working together to provide a loan package. But you're in general right with what you're saying.
That's a good question, Chris. We have to run right now because we have to take a break. But thank you very much for the call.
You're thank listening you as well.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Does it feel as though you're losing control of your business and you don't know where to turn? You got into the business because you're a great mechanic, an excellent cook, or a caring chiropractor. In your profession, you are one of the best. What you need is help with creating a business strategy, understanding financials, or processing payroll. With 50 years of combined business experience and a track record of proven results, Guidant Business Solutions can help with these issues and much more. Hi, I'm Gary Vaughn, founder of Guidant Business Solutions, and our mission is to guide you. No matter what your industry, we can help you avoid the pitfalls that can cost you money. If you feel as though you can't talk to your lender, you can't talk to your spouse, you can't talk to your employees, talk to us. We can help. Call me at 920-427-5077 for a free consultation. That number again is 920-427-5077 or visit our website at guidantbusiness.com. That's G-U-I-D-E-N-T business.com. Don't hesitate. Talk with us today.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're coming into the final session here. This is our final segment of the program. We're here with Chip Coonan this morning from Lakeview Credit Union. Chip, again, we want to thank you for being on the program. Jyothi, you have a question for Chip?
Yeah, before I ask you the question, please provide us your contact information and also kind of tell us about an incident where, or some kind of cautionary tale where, you know, a business came to you after being turned down by everybody in town and they turned to Lakeview Credit Union. And what did you do for that business?
Sure. I'll be happy to answer that, Jyothi. Just as a follow-up to the program today, and I would encourage anybody who would like more information or get a hold of me, whether it's specific to business or whether it's, you know, really just to help you by being a mentor and giving you information. That's how we see our role. My phone number directly at Lakeview Credit Union, again, it's Chip Coonan, is 729-5131, local number here in the Fox Cities. My email is C. Coonan, that's spelled C-O-E-N-E-N, so that's C. Coonan at lakeviewcu.org.
Good.
So I'll answer your question then, Jyothi, as well. I guess I won't maybe cite, you know, one specific incident, but we've had several in these past few years in terms of going back to this effect on the economy and how the banks have restructured themselves and potentially maybe not looking as much at the smaller credits or, you know, kind of contracting inward or making changes with employees and new lenders are assigned and things like that. The overall theme here is that there's many small businesses that are good, strong credits. And what I'm sensing and feeling out there working in the community and business development is that many of these are being told by some of the larger bank holding companies that they're just too small to deal with anymore. Some are very strong financially, and they've been with a bank, say, for several years. Now their credit comes due on a balloon for a renewal, and the bank is saying, you only have a balance left of $150,000, and it's not worth our time to mess with it. That can also be said for new credits, that people come in and they're just being told at a lot of other banking organizations, maybe even other credit unions, I don't know. But in my case, they're being told, I've presented my plan, and I'm just being told that I'm too small and I'm not worth the bother. So for us, if they're good credits, we're going to do them, and we're going to work with them. And the thing that I always tell people is I never say no. I always say, here's what you need to do to get to where we can help you.
And we'll look at it. Good. Thank you, Chip. Again, thanks for being our guest this morning. Jyothi, thanks for being a part of the program.
Thank you.
I'd like to just mention that on May 17th, on the morning of May 17th at the Chamber of Commerce, I'll be doing another presentation on cash flow management and break-even analysis. I've done this over 20 times now for the Chamber. It'll be at the Chamber of Commerce building. If you're interested in more information on that, contact the Chamber at 734-7101. Again, that's May 17th, Tuesday morning, 8:30 to 11:30. I believe the cost is $35 for a non-Chamber member and $25 for Chamber member. I'd also like to say good morning to Gracie and welcome Gracie to our world. Gracie came into this world about 3-4 weeks ago.
So congratulations.
Good job, Tony.
She's a great little granddaughter.
Grandpa's going to spoil her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Also, what's your pearl of wisdom, Chip?
I'm going to make it fast. This has to do with being proactive and not surprising your banker. Today's pearl of wisdom is manage your banking relationship. Don't be managed by it.
Booyah!
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.